AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. As President Trump marks 100 days in office, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says it's been the worst.
What Americans have gotten is one of the most chaotic, corrupt, and harmful starts to a presidency in modern history.
But Sagar Magani reports the White House is celebrating.
Spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says they'll highlight the achievements daily, starting with border security.
We are in the beginning stages of carrying out the largest deportation campaign in American history.
So far, border czar Tom Homan says the administration's deported about 139,000 illegal immigrants.
Numbers are good.
And not higher because of better enforcement along the border.
The most secure border in the history of this nation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president signed more executive orders on immigration Monday. One requires English language proficiency for commercial drivers such as truckers. The requirement already exists, but Trump says it's not been enforced in years. Another directs state and federal officials to publish lists of sanctuary cities that limit cooperation with federal immigration enforcement. In other news, Ed Donahue reports the EPA is allowing the sale of cheaper high-ethanol gasoline through the summer.
The emergency waiver issued by the EPA prevents retailers in most states from having to stop selling E15 gasoline May 1st. It will save drivers a little money when they fill up. But the reason E15 is not usually sold at this time is concern it could increase smog in the summer. This will be the fourth year in a row the restriction has been lifted. Last year, the EPA issued a rule allowing year-round sales in 8 Midwestern states. Ethanol consumes about 40% of the nation's corn crop, and environmentalists argue higher corn production leads to higher use of fertilizers that are a leading source of water pollution. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And Illinois State Police say 4 children were killed, several injured when a car crashed through a building during an after-school program outside Springfield. This is AP News. Finger wrestling, apparently a German tradition. Donna Warder has the story.
Bloody, broken fingers and all. On Sunday, men in short leather pants and embroidered suspenders vied for the top prize at Germany's Finger Wrestling Championship. Around 180 competitors took part in the 64th German Championship, about an hour's drive southwest of Munich. It's thought that finger wrestling originated as a way to settle disputes. 2 competitors sit on opposite sides of a table, each hooking one finger, usually the middle finger, through a small leather loop. When the referee signals, each person tries to pull the other across the table. One participant said, "It's not dangerous at all." He says, of course, there will be open wounds and small injuries on the fingers from time to time. It looks worse than it really is because there's blood. Just like old times. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.